Hundreds of military veterans in western Massachusetts were offered help today with everything from health care to haircuts. The one-day event at a church center in Springfield brought together dozens of government and community-based agencies to provide information, referrals, and on-the-spot help to veterans and their families about housing, medical benefits, educational opportunities, and employment. There was free coffee and donuts, legal and financial advice, clothing, and haircuts. Called a stand down, this was the 27th annual one held for Western Massachusetts veterans, and it started Friday morning with a ceremony honoring Vietnam veterans.
And today we join the many communities across America in our nation's 50th anniversary commemoration of the Vietnam War in honoring and remembering the Vietnam veterans who went to Vietnam and fought that war.
Gumercindo Gomez, Executive Director of Bilingual Veterans Centers of Massachusetts, one of the organizers for the event, said it's modeled after the procedure that saw soldiers fresh off the battlefields of Vietnam afforded relief, including showers, dry clothes, and hot meals at a secure base.
That's where they called it stand down. So we're doing the same. We're standing down for one day. Stop what you're doing. Come and take care of yourself.
Gomez, who was an Army sergeant in Vietnam, said today's concept of stand down is a way for the community to unite to address the needs of veterans.
We have over 80 providers here ready to give services to the veterans and then continue to follow up, not to get the service today, but we continue through the year following up until we have solved their situations, whatever they might be. It could be homeless veteran. A veteran might be homeless right now, walk out of here with a roof over their head tonight.
Although the program at the Greek Cultural Center in Springfield's North End Friday focused on Vietnam veterans, the services were available to veterans of all eras. Thomas Rocky McKinnon, who served in the Marines during Desert Storm, came to the stand down looking for a job.
Maintenance or construction, and my last job was in a warehouse environment. But so either or anything, whatever comes along the line, I'm a worker.
Officials at the stand down said there have been recent advances in veterans' health care services and in the availability of housing for previously homeless veterans in the Pioneer Valley. John Collins, director of the VA Central and Western Massachusetts healthcare system, said the local network of hospitals and clinics has been given a 5-star rating for quality by the VA.
Very, very proud of the work that we've done.
Soldier On recently dedicated 40 houses in Northampton and 35 in Chicopee that are available for ownership by homeless veterans, with more housing under construction in Agawam, according to the organization's vice president, Steve Como.
So the whole aspect of getting people out of shelters, getting people into housing first, giving them the supportive services that they need around them is an important piece of what we're doing.
Soldier On recently received a $750,000 federal grant to provide assistance to veterans at risk of becoming homeless. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.